Joe Smith time on a big show Friday. Chuck Crabb riding shotgun. Smitty on the telephone. The gang is all back together. Here's the band.
Here.
Yeah, the band's together again. Absolutely.
Well, nice job in Geneva, Chuck. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it was a good time. Excellent time over there. And when got a little teary there when we got into the awards, I was the impartial presenter. There was a Hoosier pang in my heart, I guarantee you.
There you go.
Now, does the trophy get its own seat on the bus on the way back?
It did.
Pass it around?
Yeah.
Or how does that work
out?
Well,
they made the announcer. He had to find another location.
Oh, did they? Well, and you will gladly sacrifice your seat
for
the victory and glory.
He got a nice championship T-shirt out of that one.
Very nice.
Sir.
So the Hoosiers on the road, Joe, and you'll be on the road with the men's basketball team tomorrow noon at Ohio State, the Big Ten Network, Indiana and the Buckeyes playing for seeding position. We'll talk about that later this morning. We're going to not pass tonight and today because Friday is a huge day, the first Friday in March, high school sectional basketball. It doesn't get any bigger in this town than North and South in the second game of the North sectional semifinal.
Well, the first 1-50 wins tonight. Well, that's what we've come to expect lately in the city series between the Panthers and Cougars. It is the biggest game of the year tonight on this sectional semifinal Friday. Winner in this 74th meeting on the hardwood. On the McKinney court, advances to Saturday night's title game against either East Central or Shelbyville. Those two will open up things at 6 o'clock tonight. Big question marks, will Andy Hodson's Northsiders be hot or not on its home court tonight as they move into postseason play after receiving a favorable bye in the draw, even in defeat at top-ranked New Albany last Friday here on the airwaves. The Cougs put up 34 fourth-quarter points to fall 79-71. They ended up shooting 54% for the game, but it's the rally fell short after trailing by as many as 26 in the second half, but it was a good test for the Cougs and hopefully a springboard of that fourth quarter for the Maroon and Gold into this one tonight. They're 12-9, and mind you now, they've dropped three in a row. Another key, South's Chance Coyle, defending Musa Jallo tonight. Pretty much the storyline back in January when North fell on the Holmes court, 44-38. Coyle, the Panthers' top point producer at 18-plus a game, took the defensive assignment of Jallo, who labored that night to score 11 on only 5 of 16 shooting, and he missed all 5 from behind the line. David Morgan did score a career 16 coming into the lineup that Andy had for that particular night to keep things close, but the Cougars shot only 35%. In the meantime, North didn't have an answer for Coyle, who on that night was South's lone double-figure scorer with 21. The Panthers, though, were a +6 from the free throw line, and that turned out to be the difference as it was back on Tuesday night when South was moving along, winning its fourth in a row to eliminate Columbus North 46-42. The Panthers that night from the line a +7. Coyle's two late free throws sealed it, scoring 16. He was aided by Josh Hall's 19. The Panthers getting its 20th win the other night and now sight set on defending its sectional title, which would be J.R. Holmes' 18th as Panther head man. That January meeting kind of reminiscent of last year's South semifinal win of 40-37 over the Cougars in St. Leon in 2014. The Cougars broke through and beat South for the sectional championship 38-35. So not a lot of points have been scored in three of the last four. So what to expect? Freshman Tim Brewster and Jack Townsend are both point producers, no question about that, but both will be playing in their first postseason game in their careers tonight. South managed to survive the other night despite shooting 37%, but they committed only 3 turnovers and collected 12 steals against Columbus North. Chalk Talk with both coaches tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll tip it around 7:45. By the way, Saturday night's title game will start at 7 o'clock, not 7:30, which means Chalk Talk will air Saturday night at 6:30. Meanwhile, J.B. Neal's Edgewood Mustangs, they've been off since February 17th when they wrapped up a 15-9 regular campaign. Tonight, Well, they hit the hardwood on their home floor and take on the Golden Arrows of Sullivan, who beat Edgewood in Sullivan right before Christmas, 78-69 in overtime. The Golden Arrows are 13-12. They came from double digits down to put up 50 points in the fourth quarter in overtime to outscore Edgewood that night, 50-31, and beat them. Coach J.B. Well remembering that particular evening, offsetting Cooper Bybee's 31-point effort. The Mustangs only double-figure score that night. Sullivan hit Edgewood 58% shooting on that evening. How rude will the Mustangs be defensively tonight on its home court when they toss the ball up a little past 6 o'clock? Defending champion Northview will play in Game 2. Winners against Owen Valley, who had an upset win over West Vigo in overtime the other night. The winners then come back and play for the title at the Mustang Corral Saturday night. Elsewhere over at White River Valley, WRV and Eminence in Bloomfield against Shackamack. And the best of luck out to Michelle Stroud's 8th-ranked Bloomington South gymnast. They are in the regional, team-wise, for the first time in 3 years, and they're looking to advance to the state. The Columbus East Regional up for the Southside girls starting at 7 o'clock. Don't forget Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, around 9:30 following North-South Hoops tonight. Again, Chalk Talk at 7. With Andy Hodson and J.R. Holmes, John Callahan, Terry Stoltz describe the action around 7:45 tonight on the airwaves.
And a busy day of basketball takes us up to Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Joe, how about that matchup? 2:30 with Terry Warnskrull?
Won't be easy, but watched him in practice the other night, Wednesday night, I believe I was in there at Assembly Hall. And they're focused, ready, and, you know, they figured they were going to play Purdue, so they worked a lot of sets in the half court against Purdue. So it'll be a good matchup. They're best of friends, Terry Morin and Sharon Versip, and got 220 win teams having at it today up in Indy, so ought to be a dandy ball game.
In the Big Ten last night, the men's Boilermakers, by sitting on their couch, won the outright championship.
Thanks to Jordan Bohannon.
I would did a little help for him there.
Jordan Bohannon, who takes all the lettering off the ball, dribbling so much.
He finally
hit a three-pointer there, and so much for Wisconsin. They're on a little bit of a downer. Three in a row.
Didn't score the last 3 minutes at home. Ethan Happ misses two free throws that would have iced the game for the Bucky Badgers. Big offensive rebound, and as Joe mentioned, Bohannon's three gives Iowa a come-from-behind victory. It's the first time in 20 games Wisconsin has lost leading at the five-minute mark. So
we talk about free throws, and it's really ironic about free throws. They only hit 5 of 14 at home last night.
Whoa.
Wow.
And Iowa didn't get any more than 10 or 11. So, again, the issue is for Wisconsin, if you can't score, if you can't put the ball in the basket, you better be good. And they had a bunch of turnovers. Again, that's why you play the games. And now you've had Iowa and Northwestern win up there. Wisconsin's lost three in a row. I don't know what's going to happen in the Big Ten tournament next week.
Well, Minnesota, I don't want to fool with them yet.
They're the hottest team
and maybe in the country. They've won 8 in a row, and now all of a sudden here they are going into the final weekend battling for that 2 seed.
Joe, Minnesota had 8 wins last year. They have 8-game winning streak right now.
I know it.
Well, that was a nice
well
turnaround.
Put. Well,
there you go.
Richard's done well with him.
Yeah, he cleaned up his mess, and the boy turned around quickly, didn't it? So,
yeah, sure it is.
Exciting stuff. Noon tomorrow, we'll preview IU coming up at 8:45. Plenty to do on their calendar. Big night tonight. Obviously, we've got a big title game tomorrow night as well, since one of the city schools will be playing in it. Best of luck to Owen Valley Edgewood. They're out there, as you mentioned. So we'll get caught up back at 8:45.
We'll be here. Talk to you guys later.
All right, Joe Smith time on a big show Friday, March 3rd. 38 and 28, your highs and lows today. Sunshine, no rain, no precip, nothing. Up pushing 60 tomorrow, over 60 on Sunday, so not a bad weekend forecast. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Good. Bubbly presentation by Julie. Sun is out. First Friday of March. Hoops aplenty.
Yeah.
I mean, this is good stuff.
This is big show Friday.
Wrestling.
We've had a lot to cram in this morning,
yeah.
And it's an exciting time of the year, Joe, because we do have a ton of events. The weather is starting to turn. And the Hoosiers of Terry Morin have a big test in front of them, but they didn't have to play yesterday, Joe, so they should be rested, prepared, and ready. It's Indiana and Purdue. It's the Big Ten Women's Championship Tournament. It's quarterfinal action today at 2:30.
Well, Terry Morin's women in the same scenario as they were a year ago, a double bye, a four seed, only to lose to Northwestern in the quarterfinal round in 2016. Hopefully a different setting today as they battle rival Purdue, who never trailed an ousting Illinois Thursday 72-58. Indiana, if you'll remember, won the Barnburner Trophy game back in the Assembly Hall in January on the McCracken Court, the Simon Scott Assembly Hall, 74-60. They did it with balance that night, as Indiana put, Amanda Cahill, Tyra Buss. Kim Royster had a career night that night with 14 points, and Jen Anderson also found double figures. But this one is a neutral setting, and let's be honest, Purdue has a game on the floor at Bankers Life Fieldhouse under their belts. Both teams possessing 20-win seasons today. Hoosiers will, have to be sharp with its possessions and, one of Coach Terry Staples' defense to move into Saturday's semifinals. Ashley Morissetti had 16 points for the Boilers last night in that win over Purdue, but Andreana Keys exploded for a career-high 26, which will add even more fuel to Indiana's defensive setup for today's game. Coach Terry kind of changed up the practice routine over a year ago. She worked here with the squad Thursday. They bust up last night. Physically, I know they're ready. Mentally, well, they do remember that one and done from a year ago, so it's tourney time. A win would go certainly a long way towards securing an at-large bid in the upcoming NCAA tournament for the women. Indiana has the league's fourth best RPI, so while there are no guarantees, win in advance today and allow the cards to fall where they may. Hoosiers do win. It's Saturday action for them, and most likely a meeting with top-seeded Ohio State Saturday at Bankers Life Fieldhouse at 4 o'clock. Well, mentioning Ohio State, Value City Arena in Columbus at noon on ESPN tomorrow against Thad Matta's Buckeyes for Coach Tom. The Hoosiers trying to, close the regular season with a little success and with a 10 seed in next week's tournament in Washington, D.C. However, the Hoosiers are only 1-7 on the road this season in the league. It's Sloan Wynn at the buzzer coming at Penn State back in January. Nothing but L's since, as a matter of fact, six of them in a row. Another Seniors Day atmosphere to deal with Saturday over in Columbus. Buckeyes haven't won three in a row all year long, but they've won their last two and are 13-5 this year at Value City Arena. A doable win, though, for the Crimson if the fouling, the turnovers, slim down a bit on Saturday. It's all a matter of approach, the want to, the response following the Purdue game the other night to hopefully, springboard them into next week's tournament. You know, we talked early season about finishing the regular season with four of its final five on the road. We discussed that many times when the schedule came out last year, but the Hoosiers 0-3 during this stretch. Time to step up to the plate tomorrow. It's a must-win for Indiana. Elsewhere on the IU beat, of course, the Big Ten Men's Wrestling Championships unfold out at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Boy, it's the best ticket in town, only $40 for the entire session through the weekend. The highest seed for Indiana is 3-seed Nate Jackson, who's having an unbelievable All-American year, and Indiana also possesses three guys with the number 8 seeds as Dwayne Goldman sends his grapplers onto the home mats on the McCracken court, which will be covered up with mats through the weekend at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Jeremy Wertzman's tennis fellows have a tough one today in Cornell out at the Tennis Center. They're 18th ranked, best in program history, and the Big Red are 11-1 currently. The Hoosiers are 8-4. They also close the weekend with Purdue on Sunday, and a full point will be available in the ongoing Indiana Governor's Cup, which Purdue trimmed by a half point. Indiana still leads as we move through March and the rest of the spring and this year, 7.5-4.5 in points. Mentioning tennis, Ramiro Asquith's women will be taking on West Virginia SIU Carbondale this weekend, Saturday, with a 7-5 mark. The IU women starting with activity Saturday at 11 o'clock. The softballers of Michelle Gardner, they're out in Fullerton, California for a 5-game set. They're going to be bumping into, 8th-rated Washington and Also, another nationally ranked team in California, who's 23rd ranked, before it's all said and done this weekend. Five games on the slate, but Indiana's Scouts coming off a very productive 4-1 Birmingham, Alabama gathering last weekend, so a little momentum for them. Meanwhile, Chris Lemonis's baseball Hoosiers have a four-game weekend set against Samford down in Birmingham, Alabama. Elsewhere, Ryan Castle's water polo Queens will take on Cal San Diego. They have four matches, Iona, Siena, and Wagner, out at the Harvard Invitational in Boston this weekend, taking care of the Indiana U Sports Beat, the men's golfers, by the way. Let's see, their venues down in Arizona, Scottsdale. They'll be playing in the Desert Mountain Intercollegiate, which will start for them Saturday and run through Monday of next week. Well, we mentioned high school hoops and Hoosier hysteria. It is upon us, and a big one tonight. Win in advance, we are guaranteed a team in the sectional championship game Saturday night as North plays South tonight in Game 2 of the Bloomington North Sectional. Shelbyville and East Central open up in the opener at 6. We expect Shelbyville to move through there and possibly have a rematch with South. That was the sectional championship affair a year ago in St. Leon, but Bloomington North's going to have a lot to say about that. Starting with Chalk Talk, both coaches at 7, John Callahan and Terry Stoltz described the action at about 7:45. Edgewood hasn't played a game in 2 weeks, but they have the home court tonight against Sullivan. Little revenge on the minds of the Mustangs after they allowed 50 points scored in the fourth quarter in overtime when they played at Sullivan, got beat by 9 points during the regular season. Owen Valley and Northview play in Game 2, and then the winners come back and play for the sectional championship, and hopefully it's the red and black part of that in the corral on Saturday night. Don't forget, Michelle Stroud's 8th-rated South gymnast will be looking for a bid to the state gymnastics tournament if they can advance out of the Columbus East Regional, which begins at 7 o'clock tonight. It's their first regional appearance in 3 years. And don't forget, in it, Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk around 9:30 will probably join it in progress. Following Cougars Panthers tonight, again, Chalk Talk at 7 with Andy Hodson and J.R. Holmes. John Callahan and Terry Stoltz with the action around 7:45 tonight on the airways.
Defensive dogfight last time these two got together, Joe. You would think in a game of this magnitude we'd see something similar. I don't think you're going to get a ton of possessions with the sectional final on the line.
You know, I said earlier the first of 50 will win. Huh?
Yeah.
That's just been the way things have kind of strung out here in 3 of the last 4 meetings. Not been a lot of points scored.
The only thing that'll be different here, Joe, is if somebody gets hot from the 3-point line and somebody has to chase them, because we saw North come back against New Albany with the 3-ball.
And you bring up a good point, because Tim Brewster and Jack Townsend both can shoot the 3-ball, in particular Townsend. Now, Brewster was a non-factor. He was just getting into the starting lineup back in January when the two teams played, so